This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. As the U.S. Supreme Court held hearings over whether states may restrict abortion business for the sake of patient safety, controversial demonstrations outside the court sought to persuade whoever might listen to their point of view. House Speaker Paul Ryan made a surprise appearance, though abortion activists tried to drown him out. Ryan told supporters the Texas law being challenged is a common sense law protecting women's safety. Politicians in Ireland that banked on going to Parliament to legalize abortion there paid the price at the polls. Votes were counted over the weekend and confirmed what politicians of several political parties saw before the election in conversations with constituents. The election showed that the only interest in abortion was to keep the abortion constitutional prohibition. Ireland's Pro-Life Amendment 8 seems safe. This is Life News Radio.
Persecution around the world has manifested itself through the centuries, but it is worse today than ever before. Aid to the Church in Need and its donors have been there to help since 1947, never abandoning the Church or her most vulnerable children. Will you stand up for your faith and accompany our brothers and sisters on their spiritual journey? Visit churchinneed.org. churchinneed.org.
Representative Diane Black made it clear that the congressional hearings to examine the sale and use of fetal tissue in research will not be easy on supporters of the practice. The Tennessee legislator, a nurse for over 40 years, slammed the current practice, questioning panelists if the status quo simply presents an Amazon.com for human parts, including entire babies. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.